From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Arriving in Bali, President Joko Widodo conveys chairmanship of ASEAN 2023 and readiness of G20 summit. President Joko Widodo received Global Citizen Award. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo landed at Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport in Bali on Sunday after visiting Phnom Penh, Cambodia to attend the 40th and 41st ASEAN summits. The President's arrival in Bali is to attend the G20 summit under the Indonesian presidency. In a statement delivered at Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport, he said he had accepted the chairmanship of ASEAN for the 2023 period from Cambodia. He emphasized that ASEAN as a regional community must be stronger and become the epicenter of the world's growth.
ASEAN harus tetap menjadi kawasan damai, menjunjung tinggi nilai
ASEAN must remain a peaceful region, upholding human values and democracy, maintaining international law and not becoming anyone's proxy. Economic cooperation must be strengthened so that ASEAN will be more prosperous and advanced. Regarding the Indonesian presidency in the G20 summit, President Joko Widodo admitted that he had received reports from his aides that Indonesia is ready to hold the G20 summit in Bali. He also conveyed Indonesia's commitment to continue to fight for world peace.
17 kepala negara hadir dan ini sangat menggembirakan di tengah masa yang sangat sulit seperti sekarang.
17 heads of state will attend the G20 summit, and this is very encouraging in the midst of a very difficult time like now. Especially President Joe Biden and President Xi Jinping will also be present. Indonesia continues to fight for the world peace and take part in the solutions to various crises and economic recovery. President Joko Widodo arrived in Bali after attending the 40th and 41st ASEAN summit in Phnom Penh, Cambodia. He affirmed that Indonesia carries two important assets, namely G20 Indonesia presidency and 2023 ASEAN chairmanship. Shortly after delivering his statement at the airport, President Joko Widodo immediately attended the Global Food Security Forum in Bali. When delivering a statement at Igusti Ngurah Rai Bali Airport, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir, Head of the State Intelligence Agency Budi Gunawan, and Governor of Bali Wayan Koster. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received the Distinguished Global Citizen Award from the Atlantic Council. This was presented on the silence of the Global Food Security Forum in Nusa Dua, Bali, Sunday night. Atlantic Council Chief Executive Frederick Kempe, in his remarks, lauded President Joko Widodo's leadership in the G20 for uniting many countries in very difficult work conditions and solving today's most challenging problems.
President Widodo is not just a man of the people of Indonesia, he's also become a global citizen who embodies the spirit of global cooperation, a catalyst for collective prosperity and peace, and that is why the Atlantic Council and its jury voted to honor you with our highest honor. It's now my pleasure to present the 2020 Atlantic Council Distinguished Global Citizen Award to President Joko Widodo of Indonesia, a man of the people, a global leader, a global citizen.
Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo in his remarks thanked the Atlantic Council for giving him the Global Citizen Award. According to President Joko Widodo, all he did was just optimal work with responsibility for human values. He added that the award he received will motivate himself more and the Indonesian government will carry out their responsibilities and be part of the world solution. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has encouraged East Asian countries to actively contribute to ASEAN in a bid to improve the foundations of peace in the Indo-Pacific region. He noted at the 17th East Asia Summit in Phnom Penh, Cambodia on Sunday that for the last 5 decades, ASEAN had been actively trying to maintain stability and peace in the region. He also stated that there are at least 3 things that can be conducted as a follow-up to the East Asia Summit, first of which is to strengthen the spirit and paradigm for collaboration. Second, East Asian countries must respect the rules in international relations, such as the United Nations Charter and international legal instruments, such as UN Clause, which must always be adhered to. The third is to create an inclusive regional architecture. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, stated that 2,000 workers in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, have been certified with tourism certification from the national level to ASEAN standards since 2022. He said at the Tourism Human Resources Competency Certification for Tour Guide event in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara Barat, as quoted from his official statement on Sunday, he also perceived that those certified tourism human resources are expected to meet the tourism industry and businesses' needs for competent and competitive workers. The 2,000 workers consist of workers in hotels, restaurants, travel agencies, and spas, as well as tour guides. His site is targeting at least 18,000 tourism workers to be certified throughout 2022 and 27,000 workers to be certified in 2023. The minister encouraged the activity to be continued to reach the target of certified tourism workers in 2022, especially in Lombok. He added the certification is part of the recovery and productivity improvement in the tourism sector. Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto compelled all world leaders to unite and work together in overcoming the current global crisis. He said a global food security forum in Bali on Sunday, as quoted from a press release received by Antara. Furthermore, he also highlighted one of the global crises currently hampering the world is the food crisis, which leads to extreme hunger in some countries. One of the causes of this problem was the ongoing conflict between countries. He also pointed out that it was fitting for all world leaders to resolve conflicts between countries. On the same occasion, the minister expected that the Global Food Security Forum could educate about food security from both national and global perspectives. The goal is to provide food for 8 billion people in the world, but the challenge is the availability and affordability of food prices. That is the challenge to achieve the target of zero hunger. Turkey's Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu blamed Kurdish militants on Monday for a blast that killed 6 people in Istanbul's main shopping street and said police had detained 22 suspects, including the person who had planted the bomb. Soylu said the order for the attack on Istanbul's Istiklal Avenue was given in Kobani, a city in northern Syria, where Turkish forces have carried out operations against the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia in recent years. 50 people were discharged from the hospitals after Sunday's attack, which sparked concerns that Turkey could be targeted with more bombings and attack, like the series of attacks that it suffered between mid-2015 and 2017. European Union foreign ministers are due to impose more sanctions on Iran on Monday in response to what the bloc has condemned as Tehran's widespread use of the force against peaceful protesters. The protesters, sparked by the September 16 death of Mahsa Amini in morality police custody, mark one of the boldest challenges to the Islamic Republic since the 1979 revolution. So far, 336 demonstrators have been killed in the unrest and nearly 15,100 detained, according to the activist Hrana News Agency. In the first round of sanctions in October, the European Union imposed travel bans and asset freezes on 15 Iranian individuals and institutions linked to the young woman's death and the clampdown on protests. The new package would see 31 designations for human rights violation that would target individuals and entities, covering asset bans and travel freezes, two diplomats told Reuters over the weekend. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Regular program Today in History starts from an event on November 14, 1946 on Mobile Bridget Day. Mobile Bridget Day is the Indonesian national special day to commemorate Mobile Bridget Corps or BRIMOB, which was established on November 14, 1946 with its first name, Mobile Brigade. The Mobile Brigade was the replacement of the previous special force that was established during the Japanese occupation. At that time, it was called Tokubetsu Keisatsu Tai. The Mobile Brigade began its first duty by disarming the Japanese force, protecting head of state, and defending the capital city. Next event is that in 1970, a DC-9 plane belonging to Southern Airways crashed on the West Virginia mountains. On November 14, 1970, Southern Airways Flight 932, a charter plane, crashed when approaching Tri State Airport, which is known as Milton J. Ferguson Field in Huntington, West Virginia, in its rear from Kinston, North Carolina. The accident killed 75 passengers, including all training staff and 37 members of Marshall University's football team. The last event is the World Diabetes Day is commemorated on November 14th. World Diabetes Day is annually commemorated on November 14th. The commemoration of the day coincides with the birthday of Sir Frederick Banting, a medical scientist who co-discovered insulin and was the first to use it in humans. Since the inauguration in 1991, the commemoration aims to improve awareness on diabetes. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Touch me so gently. I always hold that song.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is entitled Indonesian Basketball National Team to Trial Against the United States. Indonesia will host the FIBA Basketball World Championship in 2023. Preparation for the event have been going on for the past few years. Regarding the organizing and testing of the match venues, currently the Indonesian Basketball Association, PERBASI, asked the International Basket Association, FIBA, that the Indonesian basketball team could conduct a trial against the United States ahead of the FIBA World Cup 2023. The proposal was delivered directly by the Secretary General of PERBASI, Nirmala Dewi, on the sidelines meeting with FIBA Secretary General Andreas Zaklis in Manila some time ago. Nirmala Dewi Tuesday in Jakarta said the plan to have a match against the U.S. basketball national team was made after FIBA asked the Indonesian committee what team they wanted to try out for. According to Nirmala, Indonesia is allowed to conduct an Indonesian friendly match, which is scheduled to take place around April 2023. In addition, the presence of big teams in Indonesia, in addition to increasing the enthusiasm of Indonesian players, will also have an impact on sponsorship and national team trials. Even so, Nirmala could not confirm whether FIBA agreed with PERBASI's request because the arrival of the team will be arranged by FIBA. She added that PERBASI had proposed its program to FIBA regarding the 2023 FIBA World Cup and received a positive response. So PERBASI will wait for the result of FIBA's internal discussions and drawings. According to Nirmala Dewi, usually the ones chosen to play at the venue are the national team, which is certain and will come 3 weeks before the match starts. And of course, there will be training and testing for the FIBA World Cup participants. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Menunggu kamu ya.
RRI Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, almost all islands in Maluku such as Halmahera, Ternate, Buru, Seram, Ambon, Banda, Kei Islands, and others apply a special custom called Sasi. This tradition is what actually makes many natural tourism attractions preserved. Sasi tradition is widely applied in villages located on the coast. It can be interpreted as a prohibition to take the results of certain natural resources as a conservation effort in order to maintain the quality and population of these natural resources. Sasi is an effort to maintain the manners of social life, including efforts towards equal distribution or income from the results of natural resources around all local residents. Currently, Sasi is more likely to be customary law than tradition, because Sasi is used as a way of making policy in the taking of marine and agricultural products. There is Sasi Laut or Sea Sasi, which determines a period of pause in which the residents are not allowed to take marine resources within a certain time and in a predetermined place. With the Sasi, the residents are wiser in taking marine products. While the Sasi Laut is in progress, no one is allowed to take the animal in the designated area until the Sasi is open or ended. So, the residents have to patiently wait for harvesting this marine animal. Even though Sasi lasts for months, the indigenous people remain patient and seek livelihoods from other natural sources to meet their daily needs. During the closing of Sasi, animals will breed well and the harvest will also be more. In addition, the residents believe that people who violate the Sasi will get in trouble. However, nowadays, there are many immigrants who are difficult to control because they are not bound by this custom. As a result, the enforcement of Sasi cannot be strictly applied. The large number of migrants and large companies that take natural resources in Maluku is slowly clouding the Sasi system. For example, it happened in Nuslaur and Terbang Utara, where there were fishing boats that violated the boundaries when taking marine products. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Semalam aku tak mampu untuk lupakan kamu, membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua, menarik, membuatku terhipnotis kamu, membuat raga ini duadu dulu hati ini.
Kau memang semua tuh tertuju padamu seorang. Kau begitu lucu, tersipu, malu, karena takut padamu. Ula la 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 la, aku jatuh cinta. Ula la 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 la,
angan-angan kamu tempat duduk sampingku. Pegang erat dan tak akan ku melepasmu. Hanya ada dalam hatiku.
Berhati-hati, want to make it right, to get your heart, want to get your right. Here by my side, hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, kau di dalam panganku. Hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, let me sing this song for you. Pandang pertama kau curi mataku, kedua kau kunci hatiku. Pandang-pandangan kamu dengan diriku, lugu, lucu, lulu, kupadamu.
Kau begitu lucu, tersipu malu.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berwisata di Pulau Komodo, which means traveling on Komodo Island. So stay tuned! We're going to present you a conversation entitled Pulau Komodo, Pulau Komodo, which means Komodo Island. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Ayu, a tourist guide in Labuan Bajo. The tourist guide told Dev that Komodo Island is the native habitat of Komodo. Let's listen to the conversation.
Pulau Komodo adalah habitat asli Komodo.
Di pulau lain tidak ada ya?
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to give you some vocabularies related to the topic of the day. I'm going to read it two times and you can repeat after me. Pulau Komodo, which means Komodo Island. Habitat, habitat, which means habitat. Asli, asli, which means native. Pulau Komodo adalah habitat asli Komodo. Pulau Komodo adalah habitat asli Komodo, which means Komodo Island is the native habitat of Komodo. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Pulau Komodo adalah habitat asli Komodo. Pulau Komodo adalah habitat asli Komodo. Which means Komodo Island is the native habitat of Komodo. In the sentence, there is the word habitat, habitat, which means habitat. It is related to environment. It means the living place of certain organism. In the sentence, the tourist guide uses the word habitat, habitat,
which means habitat, when explaining about Komodo Island as the native living place of Komodo. Let's listen to the other vocabularies related to environment. Ecosystem, ecosystem, which means ecosystem. Labuan Bajo merupakan salah satu ekosistem paling kaya di Indonesia. Labuan Bajo merupakan salah satu ekosistem paling kaya di Indonesia, which means Labuan Bajo is one of the richest ecosystems in Indonesia. Endemic, endemic, which means endemic. Komodo merupakan hewan endemik Pulau Komodo. Komodo merupakan hewan endemik Pulau Komodo, which means Komodo is an endemic animal of Komodo Island. In Labuan Bajo, we can find beautiful chain of islands, including Komodo Island, Rinca Island, Padar Island, Kanawa Island, and Ekor Island. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Pulau Komodo adalah habitat asli Komodo.
Di pulau lain tidak ada ya?
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom ketting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
bisa yakinkan boy untuk katakan sebenarnya yang kau rasakan. Mau ragu, tak mudah mengucap cinta.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Itu Aku by Remember Entertainment. The song Itu Aku, which means That's Me, is composed by Eros Chandra, guitarist of an Indonesian band Sheila on 7. The song is in the album of Pejantan Tangguh, which was their fourth album and released in 2004. The song tells about unrequited love, even though the lover has given everything to make him or her happy. Well, listener, here is Remember Entertainment with the keroncong song entitled Itu Aku. Enjoy the song.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untuk. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih ada celah di hatimu yang masih bisa ku tuk singgahi. Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau.
Kau suka, taukah bintang yang kau sapa, taukah
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa. Tawa candamu mengalihkan semua getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama cari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia.
It is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.